Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Cody Madden. I'm here with Elizabeth Kuhn to discuss her life during Hitler's rise to power in Germany in 1941. This is for my oral history project. I'm doing it on someone who was in the home front, who saw the other side of things, not the battle side, to see what the other side of life was like. So, without further ado, please state your name, Mrs. Kuhn.
My name is Elizabeth Kuhn.
How old were you at the time?
I was 16 years old.
Where were you born?
I was born in Berlin, Germany in 1925.
Did you live with?
I live with my mother and my father.
What did your father do?
My father owned a candy shop on the corner of our street where we lived above the shop.
Did you have a husband at the time?
I met my husband when I was 14. We had one child. I was 16 years old at the time.
How was your life in Germany at 16?
It wasn't very good. My mother couldn't find a job, so we lived over my father's store, which he didn't make a lot either.
How was Germany as a whole?
Germany as a whole was a struggle. The economy wasn't doing so well, and I thought my dad was going to lose his store because of it.
How was Germany before Hitler?
Life in Germany before Hitler was scary. Everything felt like it was going to fall apart.
Did you ever get any education or anything like that?
Education was very difficult. My mom read to me, and I read some books with her. I did go to school till fifth grade, until my mother pulled me out.
What was it like for you when Hitler came to power?
When Hitler came to power, it was like something I've never seen before. I saw so much panic in people's eyes. And my parents were so scared, as well as my husband.
Did you ever have any Jewish friends?
Yes, we had many Jewish friends.
How did they act to you, or how did they act to everyone in general?
They started to act different. As you can tell, sometimes we thought it was wrong to have friends.
How did you feel the day you left?
The day I left Germany, it was the saddest day of my life, as well the longest day. My father took all our belongings that had any value and just threw it in one bag.
Did you apply for a visa before?
Before the smart test, things we did was applied for us for U.S. visa.
How was the ship?
The ship wasn't very clean. Many people were sick. And I felt that my baby was going to die.
How was the food supply? Or did you have, like, little water or little food? How was that?
Food on the ship was very small. They called you in by groups. And it was little water and some bread, but nothing more.
Where did you come through when you came to the U.S.?
We came through the coast of New York in Ellis Island.
Where did you first live?
We first lived with friends that had left Germany before U.S. in New York.
What did you do here?
My mother and I cleaned as housekeeping a hotel.
Did your father end up being okay from when he was sick on the ship?
My father passed away a short time after we made it to the United States.
Did you miss Germany at all, or did you think about ever going back?
I do miss Germany, and I don't. The United States gave us more chances and a better life. But I do have roots in Germany.
And the last question, I think, was, is there anything challenging about coming to the United States?
Yes. The challenging part was trying to understand people because I didn't have any English speaking and adapting to the new culture in the United States.
Okay, and that wraps up all my questions for Ms. Kuhn. So thank you very much.